Gospels According to Love, audio, Luke chapter 18, Jesus foretells. Jesus spoke a parable to his disciples to this end, that we ought always to pray and not give up. He told them, in his city there was a judge who did not fear love, neither did he have regard for others. There was also there a widow who continually came to him, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." The judge put her off for some time, but then said within himself, "Though I do not fear love nor regard others, but because this widow persistence disturbs me, I will avenge her, lest of her continual pleading I grow weary." Hear what the unjust judge says. Shall not love avenge its own elect, which cry day and night to love? Will they continually be put off? I tell you that love will avenge you swiftly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Love comes, shall love find faith on earth? Jesus spoke this parable to ones who trusted in their own righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed like this: "Love, I thank you that I am not like the others, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess." The publican, who was standing way off, would not even lift so much as his eyes towards heaven. He pounded upon his breast, saying, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to the house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself abases himself. They that humble themselves become exalted. The people brought to Jesus their infants that he would touch them. When the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus called to the disciples and said, "Let the little children come to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of love. I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of love as a little child will in no way enter there." A certain ruler asked Jesus, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? None is good except for one, that is love. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your mother and father." The ruler said, "All these I have kept from my youth up." When Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You lack one thing. Sell all that you have, distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Jesus saw his sorrow and said, "How shall those with riches enter into the kingdom of love? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich to enter into the kingdom of love." They who heard this, who then can be saved? Jesus said, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with love." Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed you." Jesus said to them, "I say to you, there is no one that has left their house, parents, brethren, wife, or children for love's sake, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting." Jesus took to him the 12, saying, "Behold, we go to Jerusalem. All things written by the prophets concerning the Son of Love must be accomplished. The Son of Love shall be delivered to the Gentiles to be mocked, spitefully entreated, and spit on. They shall scourge him, put him to death, and on the third day he shall rise again. Jesus' disciples did not understand any of these things. It happened as Jesus came close to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. The blind man cried, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those going before Jesus rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. He cried so much more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood and commanded he be brought to him. When the man came near Jesus, he asked him, "What shall I do for you?" The blind said, "Lord, that I may receive sight." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately the blind received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying love. All the people, when they saw it, gave praise to love.